It won't be the first time leaders from Washington and Moscow meet in Finland's capital, Helsinki. For example, President George H.W. Bush met Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev there in 1990. Our next story also harkens back to the Soviet era. It's about a Twitter account called Soviet Visuals. It specializes in the sort of images that, for some people, evoke a certain kind of Cold War nostalgia. We're talking a steady stream of videos and photos that capture some aspects, sometimes pretty surreal aspects, of Soviet life. The account now has more than 100,000 followers. It was created by Moscow native Varya Bortsova. So you'd been a dancer with the Moscow City Ballet, and then you were working in tech in Singapore. What inspired you to start this Twitter account?
So it really comes down to the fact that I was born in the Soviet Union, I'd say. It fell apart soon after, and I swear that my birth has nothing to do with this.
But you were like a year old when the Soviet Union collapsed.
I was a year old, exactly. Anyway, so these visuals, they were always kind of embedded into my childhood, the shows I saw on television, the stories I heard at home. So back then, they just seemed ordinary to me. But when I grew up and traveled out of Russia, I looked back at some of it with new eyes. And in these things that I used to find mundane before, I started seeing humor and absurdity and beauty and some great entertainment value. So I'd share some of these memories and footage with a couple of my friends from other countries. And for them, it was a whole new world because they never really saw that part of it. They had a good grasp of the history and geography, things they learned in school, but they definitely weren't aware of like Soviet TV commercials or funky amateur pop bands from the Chelyabinsk, you know, pipe rolling factory. So I started digging some more and then decided to create a Twitter account to kind of consolidate these makeshift archives. Well, so that's how it happened.
You have certainly dredged up some serious entertainment value. I mean, it's kind of like a kitschy rabbit hole once you start. I mean, there are a lot of campy treasures here, like a video of the outdoor disco party from 1989. It's been retweeted actually more than 1,800 times, and you can see why with these super 80s style outfits and pretty awkward dance moves. There's also a corn commercial with a chef singing opera and food dancing around the kitchen. Tell us about that one. This is a commercial, right?
That was one of the highlights for me as I was discovering this stuff. It's a TV commercial, yes. If I remember correctly, it was the first Soviet TV commercial, and it came out in the early 60s when Soviet leadership decided to popularize corn as this sort of miracle crop. And it's just the best thing ever. It's basically a 2-minute musical where corn has the leading role, dancing around, singing about how much it wants to be on the menu. And this video, it's actually part of a whole series of corn media. So there are books, there's a corn dance performance, there are animated series.
I mean, I shouldn't laugh. I mean, I come from the country where we've got a singing Alka-Seltzer tab. So in 2 years, you've tweeted more than 11,000 times this stuff. Where do you find all this content?
Everywhere. I look through family photo albums, through open source libraries, old books, magazines. My parents have become a huge source of interesting content. My grandma sends things in. Whenever I travel back to Russia or any of the post-Soviet countries, it becomes this like sourcing adventure. The one thing to note, though, is if before I was responsible for finding and posting most of the stuff, now I have people from all over the world sharing visuals with me and sending in videos and their own stories. So it evolved into this community where it's now a bunch of people just using it as a platform to share instead of just me pushing it out.
And your followers and your contributors, are they kind of like you, people who were infants or not even born in the Soviet era?
So some are expats from these post-Soviet countries. Others are journalists and professors and filmmakers.
I mean, I'm still kind of gobsmacked by the surreal Ukrainian commercial for chicken schnitzel with these sequined disco go-go dancers. But, I mean, the site isn't all disco and dancing food. What are some of the themes that you've noticed that keep cropping up?
So the one thing I find super interesting is that whenever I post something, the community will embrace it and find a variety of meanings. People will make references to the current state of things. They'll make connections to their own countries, the space program. I remember I posted at one point an illustration from a Soviet technology magazine. And then someone picked up on it and said, hey, this is Hyperloop. And it actually did look so much like Tesla's Hyperloop mockups, you know, so super interesting.
A lot of these images and videos, they're so kitschy, but I'm wondering, you know, with Putin looking to the past glory of Russia, I mean, you look at some of this stuff and it's like, wow, I'm not sure we can be proud about that. But would I find Russians that would disagree?
So I think the one thing I noticed is that as I do this, I get criticism from kind of both ends of the table. I'll have people who say, hey, you know, you're positioning the Soviet Union in a positive light. And then I'll have the same amount of people saying, hey, you're positioning it in a negative light. So for me, I think it's a good sign because it shows that I'm staying relatively neutral. There are definitely some people who are maybe overly proud or overly critical, but I try to stay away from it, to kind of stick to just the sharing.
So Soviet Visuals also has an online shop, and we see some really beautiful graphic art, both at the shop and on the Twitter account. How do you kind of start to even understand this creativity under what was a fairly repressive regime?
So I think it comes down to maybe working from inside the box. After all of the stuff that I saw as I developed this project, I noticed that when artists and designers and architects are working within a strict series of limits, the products of their work come out as something really interesting. So yes, they did not have the freedom that artists have today. Probably it was not a good thing, but the good side of it is that they did come up with some extremely innovative and interesting things that maybe they wouldn't have come up with had they had this freedom.
What about any images that have especially intrigued you that you've come across?
One, I wouldn't say an image, but one story I came across that I wasn't aware of before is the story of Galina Balashova. She was a Soviet engineer, and she was actually responsible for designing the interiors of spaceships in the early years of the space program. So her designs are just fascinating, and the kind of challenges she had to solve at a time where she didn't have too many points of reference to work with, it's really something. And I don't think anyone actually knew of her until quite recently. So to come across these individuals and their work has been super rewarding for me personally.
Varya Bartsova is curator of the Twitter account Soviet Visuals. It's really fascinating. You should all check it out. Varya, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks so much, Marco.